Let's pray.
让我们的主，我们感谢你在今天晚上，你带领弟兄姊妹，我们能够一同聚集，我们拣选了上好的福分，愿意到你的面前听你自己的话。但愿你安静我们的心，使你的话向我们解开。但愿你的话语成为我们的力量，你的话语成为我们脚前的灯，成为我们路上的光，使我们知道我们该如何把我们的一生献给你，我们该如何在这个教会里面侍奉，我们也该如何使你的名借助这个教会被高举。祷告奉耶稣基督的名，刚才我们念的这段圣经，耶稣讲了两个比喻。
The passage I have just read, Jesus spoke of two parables.
耶稣说神的国好像什么？
Jesus asked, what is God's kingdom like?
我们知道教会是今天神的国在地上的一个体现。
We know that the church is on earth where God's God's kingdom is.
所以当我们看到在耶稣的心目中间神的国应当像什么，我们也就可以明白教会应该是如何。
When we have in our hearts the image of what God's kingdom should be, then we'll know what our church should be like.
在这两个比喻里面都给我们看到有一个相同的内容。
There is a common point in both of these parables.
芥菜种长大成树。
The mustard seed grew and became like a tree.
和面销放在面里面，全团都发起来。
And the yeast that fermented the whole dough.
在耶稣的眼中，神的国是在增长的过程中间。
In Jesus' eyes, God's kingdom is growing.
今天教会也是如此。
Today the churches are like that too.
每一个教会是应该是在成长的过程中。
Every church should be in its growing stage.
当然我们说教会不应该衰老。
Of course, the church should not decay.
教会必须要成长，一直到我们见主的面。
The church should grow until we see the Lord's face.
这是我们主的心意。
This is the mind of our Lord.
感谢主，这个教会正在成长的过程中。
Thank God that this church is still in its growing process.
我们知道，当然成长有的快，有的慢。
We know that, of course, that growth, sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow.
但是有成长总是比没有增长要好。
But some growth is better than no growth at all.
如果任何的教会没有增长，我们说这个教会一定是有问题。
If a church doesn't grow at all, that means there's some problems there.
刚才我问你们的史弟兄，我说你们的教会到底已经成立了多少年？
And I asked Brother Xi just now how long this church has been established.
这个教会从查经班开始四年，能够自己有教堂，应当说是非常的快。
We should say the growth was very fast from the Bible study group until we have a church right now.
但是当然我们也不要因此就满足。
But don't be satisfied.
因为我们知道这个成长还没有长足。
We know that this growth hasn't reached its full potential.
也可能在其他的一些方面需要有更多的成长。
Maybe in some other aspects we need more growth.
在这两个比喻里面，另外有一个相同的地方。
In these two parables, there's another common point.
那就是这两种增长都是生命的增长。
Both of these growth are growth of life.
我们知道那个芥菜种种下去以后能够长大成树，那是因为这个种子里面有生命。
We know that the mustard seed can grow into a tree. It's because this seed contains life.
因着有生命的缘故，它才会成长起来。
Because there is life, so it can grow.
这不是外面加一些什么东西上去。
It's not from an outer environment or outer element.
我们知道那个面销放在面里面怎么会发起来的。
How does the yeast grow in the dough?
我想这里很多人都是生物专家。
We know that many of us are biologists.
所以我们都很清楚，那个面销是因为这里面有酵母菌。
We know that yeast. We know that the dough grow because of the yeast.
对，那这个酵母呢，它是一个生命。
And the yeast itself is alive.
是因为这个生命在里面不断的繁殖而使全团的面长大。
Because it's life that keeps on multiplying, so the whole dough grew.
所以从这两个比喻里面也给我们懂得今天教会到底应该是怎样的增长。
So from these two parables, we can see how the church should grow today.
教会必须是一个生命的增长。
The church has to be a growth of life.
我们说有教堂那是好事。
Of course, it's a good thing to have a church.
但是如果没有一个教堂的建筑物，不等于教会不可能增长。
But if we don't have a building, then it doesn't mean that the church will not grow.
刚才已经介绍我是从大陆来的。
Already introduced me as from coming from mainland China.
我相信大家也知道中国大陆的教会。很兴旺，信主的人增加得很快。
We know that the churches in mainland China are very prosperous and the increase in the brothers and sisters.
我们说现在才开始有一些教堂。
And now we're just starting to have church buildings.
曾经有相当一段时间根本就没有教堂。
There was a long period of time that we did not have a church building.
那同样教会可以增长。
Still, the church can grow.
今天有教堂可能给我们聚会提供很大的方便。
The church building can give us a lot of convenience.
但是教堂却不是必须的。
But the church building is not necessary.
在没有教堂的时候，教会也可以增长。
And when there's no church building, the church can still grow.
当然，我在这里我不是说你们不需要买教堂。
I'm not saying that you don't need to buy this church.
但是我们看见今天更重要的对一个教会的增长来说，那是生命的增长。
But we see that more importantly to a church is the growth of life.
我上几年曾经有机会到北欧去访问。
A few years ago, I visited Northern Europe.
那里都是这个国家支持的教会。
All these churches are supported by the government.
所有的牧师都是从政府领取工资。
All the pastors get their salary from the government.
当然，我是指他们的那个国教啊，这个路德会啊，他们有 free church， 有自由教会。我不是指这一方面，我是指他们的那个 orthodox 啊。
What I'm talking about is their Orthodox Lutheran Church.
教堂都非常大，非常漂亮。
They're very beautiful churches.
但是里面聚会的人很少。
But very few people inside to meet.
有一次我问一位牧师。
Once I asked a pastor.
我说你这个教会有多少会友？
How many members are in your church?
他说大概有六七千吧。
He said about 6,000 or 7,000 members.
我想这个教会非常兴旺。
I thought this church was very prosperous.
我说那每个礼拜你有多少人聚会呢？
So I asked how many people come for the services each week.
那他说这是另一回事情了。
He said that's another thing.
他说大概是几十人。
Maybe less than 100 people.
那我说这个几千个会员都到哪里去呢？
I asked him what happened to all the thousands of members.
原来他们国家是这样的规定的。
Because they had have a rule in their government.
任何人生下来就属于这个教区了，就是他的会友了。
Whoever is born in a church district belongs to the church.
所以对这些牧师来说，他不需要去发展教会了，他觉得。
So for these pastors, they don't have to go and expand their church.
如果任何人他要脱离教会，他一定要去办一个手术，表示我要脱离教会才离开教会。生下来自然就在教会里了。
You were born into the church, but when you want to leave, you have to go through a process, file some papers.
所以他的会有很多。
So he has many members.
但是做礼拜的人却很少。
But very few people are there for the services.
这个很大的教堂不是因为信徒的日心奉献。
This big church building does not come from the offerings of the members.
而是他们的祖先那个时候因为很热心建造下来的教堂。
Because your ancestors were so enthusiastic and they built a church.
我们看到这些国家的信仰因着这种传统的 国教在走下坡路。
We can see that, their belief is going downhill.
它可以有很美丽的建筑物。
They can have a very beautiful building.
它也有那些牧师在做一些这个教会的工作。
They have some pastors who do the church work.
但是我们说很难承认这些教会是在成长的过程中间。
But it's very hard to admit that these churches are in a growing process.
教会的生长必须是生命的增长。
The growth of church has to be the growth of life.
什么叫生命的增长？
What does it mean by the growth of life?
很简单。
Very simple.
耶稣说他就是道路真理生命。
Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and life.
所以在一个教会里面，耶稣能够增长啊，那我们说这个教会就是增长。
So if in a church we say that Jesus can grow, then this church is growing.
今天教会最要紧的是让人能够到这里来得到生命。
The most important thing in a church is for people to come here and receive life.
我们可以通过一些活动，我们请一些人到教会来。
We can invite some people to come to our church through some activities.
但是我们知道这些活动不是我们的目的。
But we know that our goal is not these activities.
我们应当讲得很清楚，我们的目标是这些人的灵魂。
Our goal is the souls of these people.
我们盼望得到这些人。
We hope to gain these people.
使他们认识耶稣。
So that they can understand Jesus Christ.
当他们到这里来的时候，他们要得到的不是吃一点东西，不是有一些活动，而是得到耶稣。
So when they come here, it's just not they didn't come here just to eat, but to know Jesus Christ.
当越多的人得到耶稣
，when more people receives Christ,
我们就看到我们主耶稣的生命也就在增长的过程中。
We see that Jesus Christ's life is growing.
当然我们相信神的生命他谈不上什么增长不增长。
We believe that God's life, we cannot say that whether it's growing or not.
但是神的生命进到越多的人里面。
But when God's life gets into more people.
那在这个世界上我们就看到神的生命也就是在生长的过程中。
And we see that God's life is growing on this earth.
所以弟兄姊妹今天一个教会的增长很重要，在这里耶稣所举的比喻告诉我们必须是生命的增长。
So we see from these parables that the growth must come from the growth of life.
但愿当有人到这个教会来，
And when people come to this church,
当你们请一些朋友，一些还没有信主的人到这个教会来，
We hope that when you invite those unbelievers to this church,
他们能够得到的。
What they can receive is our Jesus Christ.
这个教会能够流露出去的是生命。
Life can flow from this church.
使我们主耶稣的生命能够进到更多的人的里面去。
So that the life of Jesus Christ can go into more people.
所以我们说教会增长往往很注意的，我们看到的是一个教会是不是人数在增长。
Many times we see whether the church is growing by the increase of its members.
我刚才听田牧师告诉我，这个教会最近刚有十多位受浸。
I just heard from Pastor Tan that this church had recently about 12, 15 people that was baptized.
我相信这确实是更重要。
I believe that is more important.
说明这个教会的增长不仅仅只是一个外形。
To say that, that the growth of this church is just not from the outside,
而是一个生命的增长。
But a growth of life.
那么为什么耶稣在这里要举两个比喻？
Why does Jesus Christ mention two parables here?
有的时候我们会觉得耶稣讲话常常重复。
Well, sometimes we feel that Jesus Christ repeats himself.
好像一个老年人这样。
Like an old man.
我们知道耶稣讲话他年纪并不老。
We know when Jesus spoke, he wasn't old.
他其实讲话从来没有什么重复多余。
He has never repeated anything or to say the same things over.
为什么在这里他要用两个比喻呢？
But why does he use two parables here?
不仅仅是为了表明这一个内容很重要。
Now need to show that this is very important.
有的时候当我们讲到的时候，有一个很重要的内容。
Sometimes when we preach, and there's a very important point.
希望加深弟兄姊妹的印象。
We like people to remember.
所以我们也就多举几个比喻。
So we will mention a few more parables, examples.
这样使得弟兄姊妹可以有更深刻的了解。
So that brothers and sisters can understand it more deeply.
也不容易忘记。
And not forget.
但是耶稣在这里连住讲两个比喻，却并不是这个意思。
But when Jesus Christ mentioned two parables here, he does not mean it that way.
我看到在这里这两个比喻里面也有它不同的地方。
I see that there are some differences in these two parables.
虽然都是生命的增长。
Even though they are both the growth of life.
但是这两种增长的过程却并不相同。
But this growth process is different.
首先我们看到那个芥菜种的增长。
But when let's look at the growth of the mustard seed.
那是一个很明显的增长。
It's a very obvious growth.
当你把那个种子种下去。
When you plant the seed.
你会看到它慢慢的发芽。
You see it sprout.
上几天我刚从休斯顿那边过来。
I came over from Houston a few days ago.
我住在一个美国人的牧师家里面。
I lived in an American pastor's house.
他自己刚种了一些东西，画了一块那个地自己种的。
He has just made a garden for himself.
他每天早晨都要去看。
He has to go check the garden every morning.
而且我住在他那里的时候，拉了我一起去看。
And when I was living there, he took me to see his garden.
他就给我看，这是黄瓜刚长出来。
Tell me this is cucumber, just sprouted.
他说这又是什么东西也在生长的中间。
And this is something else is also growing.
他每天都是要去把自己所种的每一样东西都要看遍。
He has to check on all the things that he has planted.
看他的变化。
To see their changes.
我不会种这些东西。
I don't know how to plant these things.
不过我在家里面我也种过玫瑰。
I planted roses before.
我到那个花店里面买那种那个 bare root 啊，光干的那个玫瑰枝。
I went to the nursery to buy some bare root roses.
然后拿回去种在地里面。
And planted on the in the ground.
按着时候去浇水。
And water it regularly.
过些时间就会看见它有那个绿的那个嫩芽抽出来。
And after a while, that I can see the green leaf sprout.
最兴奋就是看见第一个绿的嫩芽出来了。
The most exciting thing to see is to see the first leaf.
然后它就慢慢的又抽出枝来，最后会开花。
And then it will sprout the branches, and finally it will bloom.
当你经常去浇水的时候，你可以自己记得很清楚哪一个芽是最新抽出来的。
When you water the plant every day, then you can remember which branch sprouted out, which branch is the newest.
当你看到那个花苞的时候，你就会更加特别当心，希望这个花能够开得好。
When you see the flower bud, then you want this flower to grow very beautifully.
这一切的变化都是这样的明显。
All these changes are so obvious.
这就好像在教会的增长中间，神用的一个方法。
This is just like in the growth of a church, a method that God would use.
有些时候，神用一些神所重用的仆人，他们的恩赐和能力是非常的明显。
Sometimes God uses his servants, and their great the gift is very obvious.
我们看到彼得当时讲道一次就有3000人悔改。
We see that when Peter preached, there from 3,000 people repented at once.
而且历来我们也看到好多神所重用的仆人，很多人因着这些人悔改信耶稣。
And we see that throughout the ages that many people repented because of God's servants.
往往一个教会因为得到一位忠心牧养的牧师，这个教会能够增长得更快。
And usually when a church has a faithful pastor, this church can grow faster.
这一切的增长我们都看到是往往跟一些神所重用的仆人分不开的。
We see that this growth cannot be separated from God's servants.
但是我们说这个方法虽然神经常用，却也有一个缺点。
Even though this, God uses this method very often, but there's one weakness. We know that when Peter preached, 3,000 or 5,000 people repented. When the Roman government wants to oppose the Christianity, they want to persecute the church. What methods did they use? Do they have to find these 5,000 people when they repented?
There
are too many people. The Roman government knows that the easiest way is to find Peter. If you arrest Peter, then nobody will preach. That's what happened. They arrested Peter. And they even wanted to kill Peter. If God didn't use a miracle just to save Peter, because his work wasn't done yet, then Peter would probably have died. And when we look back into the church history,
we
will see. We will discover that the churches throughout the ages have the same experiences. God often uses those his servants that he has given a gift. But often the target of persecution is also on these servants. Just like when I plant the roses. If you don't want it to blossom, it's very easy. Just pick the flower bud. If you don't want it to grow, it's very easy too.
它爆出的嫩芽, 你都把它摘掉, 都, 马上就解决问题。
Just to pick away all the new sprouts.
所以我这是住在那个牧师的家里面, 他把自己种的地方都围起来。
So when I lived with that pastor this time, he fenced in all his garden.
因为他说要不然那些狗啊, 猫啊, 都要进去。
Otherwise, all these dogs and cats will go in. And will destroy all those new sprouts. So he very carefully fenced in the garden. We see that it's very good for the mustard seed to grow this way, but there are also its insufficiencies.
历史历代的那些要反对教会的人都懂得这个方法。
Those who oppose the church in the history all know this method.
当时的罗马官府就以为把彼得抓起来，教会就可以解散。
The Roman government thought that they could disassemble the churches just by arresting Peter. But we see in Acts chapter 8.
在那里说,那些召唤来的门徒就四散到各处去。
That those that were persecuted were dispersed throughout all the lands. When they went to other places, they brought out the gospel with them. We know that there are two churches in Acts that are very important. Of course, the first church is the church in Jerusalem. The church in Jerusalem was the first one that was built.
我们看到彼得两次讲到有三千五千人，一共八千人悔改，信了耶稣。
We see that Peter preached twice, and 3,000 and 5,000 people repented, so there were 8,000 believers.
那我们看到已经是一个很有规模的教会了。
we see that that's a very organized church.
然后在这个耶路撒冷的教会里面，又有好些神迹奇事，随着这个教会不断的增长。
There are many miracles in this church, and this church is was growing.
所以我们说耶路撒冷教会确实是在当时起了一个首先的作用。
So it had the initiation stage.
另外一个教会在使徒行传里面我们看到很重要的，那是安提阿教会。
And another church that's very important is the Antioch Church.
我们知道在使徒行传的后一半基本上都讲到保罗他们出去做宣教的工作。
We know in the second half of Acts is all about Paul's missionary work.
我是宣教士，所以讲来讲去总要讲宣教啦。
So I'm a missionary, so whenever I talk about all these things, I have to mention the missionaries also.
而这个宣教的工作是从哪一个教会开始差派出去的？
Where did the missionary work start?
我们知道那就是安提阿教会。
It started from the Antioch Church.
安提阿教会是怎么建立的？
How was the Antioch Church formed?
那是在使徒行传的第11章。
That's in Acts chapter 11.
并不是彼得去建立的。
Peter did not help to build this church.
也不是保罗建立的。
Paul did not build this church.
也不是巴拿巴建立的。
Barnabas didn't build this church.
而就是那些因着受逼迫四散的门徒，他们到安提阿去把福音传给当地的人，建立起来的教会。
This church was formed when those that were persecuted went to Antioch and spread the gospel.
在这里我们就看到神会用另外的一种方法来补足我刚才讲的第一种方法的不足。
We see that God will use another method to fill the insufficiency of the first method.
我们刚才已经讲第一个方法，那是恩赐都很明显。
In the first method, the gifts were very obvious.
工作很容易带给人激动的心灵。
This work can stir up people's hearts.
但是我们也知道，这样的方法在患难的逼迫的中间，常常就成了一个很明显的目标。
But we also know that when persecution comes, this is an easy target.
在人以为逼迫来到了，那些教会会散了。
When the persecution comes, this church will disperse.
但是实际上我们知道，教会绝对不会因着逼迫和患难而受影响。
But we know in actuality that the church will not be affected by the persecution.
因为耶稣在这里还有第二个比喻。
Because Jesus Christ mentioned a second parable here.
而这个比喻也就是告诉我们教会的增长，神预备了第二个方法。
So in this parable tells us that concerning church's growth, God has provided a second way.
在第二比喻里面讲到这个神的国好像面销放在面里面，全团都发起来。It
says here that the church's growth is like a yeast in a dough.
我想我们中间可能有人也自己会做馒头面包。
We know that some among us can make Chinese bread.
在美国，因为一切都很方便，什么都是现成的。
We know that in the United States, everything is made available to us.
你甚至于你可以买已经发好的面，它放在那个罐里面，是吧？你拿回去自己把拿出来，那就可以蒸，就可以烤面包。
You can even make bread just from a can.
但是我们特别大陆来的人，我想这个自己做面粉的经验就很多了啊。
We know those, especially from men in China, has many experiences concerning the dough.
我们知道那个面发的时候，你看不出它明显的变化。
We know that when the dough is fermenting, you cannot see the obvious change.
你放在那里过一定的时间，它就自然的发起来了。
And after a while, it naturally ferments.
我自己也喜欢吃馒头，所以我就跟一些北方人学怎么做。
I myself like the Chinese bread, so I have learned from some northerners on how to make it.
因为中国的北方人，他们是专门吃这些东西。
Because in the northern Chinese, they specialize in eating these kind of things.
我记得我第一次团这个面的时候，照我朋友告诉我的方法做，我做完了以后，过两个钟点去看，看不出变化。
The first time I made the dough, I couldn't see any difference after 2 hours. I was a bit worried, did I make some mistake? So I asked my friend.
他说你就不要去动它，放在那里，过一定的时间它就会发起来。
And he said, don't touch it, and after a while it will rise.
这不是像你想象的，不断去看它，不断的在变化的。
It's not like what you imagine, it won't change just because you go see it.
你过了一定的时间，果然它就发得很大。
And after a while, the dough has rise to a big lump.
而且我们也知道这个面团的发起来还有一个特点。
And we know that there is another special thing about this dough.
它不怕压，这个面团的增长是因着什么原因？
What is the reason behind the dough's rise?
刚才我们已经说那是因为面销。
We know because of yeast.
那么是不是因为一个面销使得这一团面长大？
Is it because of one yeast that fermented this dough?
如果是一个面销的话，这个长大就不是面团了，就成了气球了。
If it's just one yeast, then it would be like a balloon.
但是耶稣没有说教会像气球这么大。But
Jesus didn't say that the church is like a balloon.
一个面团它能够长大，里面是有千千万万的小的气孔。
The growth of one dough is because of many air bubbles inside.
没有一个气孔敢夸口说，那这团面能够这么大，就是靠我。No
air, no one air bubble dare to say that this dough grew because of me.
每一个小的气孔在这里面都起到同样重要的作用。Every
little air bubble has the same effect.
这是神要使教会增长另外的一个方法。This
is another method that God that the church grow.
而且从历史中我们看到。
And throughout history, we can see that especially in times of persecution, God used this way to make the church grow. When Peter was arrested, it doesn't mean that the church is gone. All these disciples can go to other places and make the gospel widespread.
确实没有一个门徒他可以传一个福音让3000个人悔改。
Of course there wasn't other disciples that could make 3000 people repent at once.
但是每一个人使一个人悔改的话，3000个门徒可以做同样的工作。
But if one person gets another person to repent, then 3000 people can have the same effect.
这就是神所愿意用的教会增长的另外一个很重要的方法。This
is another way that God is willing to use to increase the church.
而且我们看到这个方法从来没有失败。We
see that this way has never failed before.
中国的教会怎么会有这么兴旺？
Why is the Chinese church so prosperous?
确实不是因为哪一个传道人在中国能够做很。
It's not because any one missionary could do a lot of work in China.
Because
we're limited to our environment and each person cannot do a lot of the work. But if every brothers and sisters are very enthusiastic, everybody preached the gospel to their friends and to their relatives. So that many people believed Jesus.
We
said that in China didn't have anybody like Billy Graham to preach to them. We believe that the Holy Spirit that moves Billy Graham works also in China. And I believe this is more important. Today in China, if we have 100 Billy Graham, it wouldn't work. If the government doesn't allow you to work, then you cannot do anything.
当然，或者你说我可以暗中来做地下教会。
You say I could have I could do it behind their backs.
但是我们知道，如果把它都抓起来了，100个抓抓还是很方便。
We know that you can still arrest 100 preachers.
但是今天每一个信耶稣的、一个信徒都很热心的愿意传福音，这就不是那么容易来控制和禁止。
It's not easy to control all the enthusiastic brothers and sisters.
所以我们看见，这正是神今天在一些患难的环境中间常用的一个方法。We
can see that God often used this way in a situation of persecution.
当然，我们说这个方法不是那么十全十美。And
we can see that this way is not perfect.
这是在不得已的环境之下。It
only works under very strenuous circumstances.
那是神所用的一个不得已的方法。
It's a way that God has to use.
因为无论如何，在信徒信仰的根基上就不能打得很稳固。
Because you cannot have a very firm foundation.
因为他们能够听到的真理并不很多。
Because for the truth they can hear is not many.
当信徒传福音的时候，他们自己本身对真理的认识有一定的限制。
When believers preach the gospel, they have a certain limited knowledge.
这也是今天中国大陆的教会的一个弱点。
This is also a weakness in the Chinese churches today.
所以我们在《使徒行传》11章可以看到一个很好的榜样。
So in Acts 11, we can see a very good model.
这个安提阿的教会是怎样成长？
How did the Antioch church grow?
这个教会确实是由那些信徒去传福音，使人信了耶稣，建立起来。This
church actually started from the believers that went out and preached the gospel.
但是我们知道，接下来还需要有巴拿巴、保罗在那里做坚固的工作。But
we know that the firm foundation comes from Paul and Barnabas' work.
然后这个教会才能够成熟到可以差派传教士出去。
So this church can mature to a stage where it can send out missionaries to do the work. Often these two ways are compatible.
今天一个教会，像这里我们说已经有牧师、有教堂、弟兄姊妹，绝对不是说因此你就没有什么责任。
Just because we have a church and a pastor here doesn't mean that brothers and sisters don't have any responsibilities.
这两个方法应当是都需要进行的。
These two ways should be developed at the same time.
这是神的要求。
This is God's request.
今天每一个弟兄姊妹就好像这团面里面的一个气孔。
Every brothers and sister is like the air bubble in this dough.
虽然是很小的一个，但是这却是不能少的。
It's even though you're very small, but it cannot be missed.
今天我们可能不能要求你有太多太大的工作来做。
Maybe we cannot require you to do many big things.
但是你千万不能觉得啊，今天反正这个教会嘛，有牧师、有同工啊、有执事会，就是由这些人去做事就够了。
You shouldn't feel that their work should belong only to the pastor or to the co-workers or to the deacons.
今天我能够到教会来做做礼拜啊，已经是很有面子了啊，很给面子。I'm
giving them face when I come to church for Sunday services.
这不是我们主的心意。That
is not the mind of our Lord.
今天确实神所用的仆人，那些忠心侍奉主的弟兄姊妹，他们在教会里面有很重要的作用。
Of course, the brothers and sisters that God uses have a very important role.
但是今天每一个弟兄姊妹在教会里面，我们都应当要起来过日子。But
every brother and sister should come and serve the Lord enthusiastically.
耶稣在这里讲两个比喻。Jesus
Christ talked about two parables here.
并不是完全重复。It's
not a total repetition.
而是给我们看见神两种工作。
But it's to that to see two methods that God works. Of course, in mainland China, it's in a special situation.
So we can see today, it's hard to see those that God specially uses to be highly honored and blessed.
It's hard to see that a very gifted servant of God that's doing some great work in China. But more brothers and sisters come and serve the Lord. But here we have the conditions, so we shouldn't just let some pastors or deacons to do the work. I remember a few years ago, Dr. Graham went to Hong Kong to held an evangelical meeting. Before Dr. Graham went to Hong Kong, I met a sister. She said that Billy Graham is going to have an evangelical meeting here. She said, I have two very good friends that are not yet believers. And I hope that they can believe Jesus Christ if I bring them to this meeting. I should say that this sister is very good. It's better than most brothers and sisters. Because some brothers and sisters are not even moved by this. But then I suddenly realized this problem. I think that Billy Graham couldn't possibly go to China to preach, so if I have an unbelieving friend, what should I do? But I believe that the believers in China don't have this kind of thinking. They wouldn't wait for a missionary to do the work. Because there isn't any missionary or evangelical meetings in China. Because we have no hope like this. When a person thinks of his unbelieving friend, he wouldn't think to wait for a missionary to come, but this is his business. He will tell the gospel himself. I don't mean to say that we don't need evangelical meetings. But I'm just saying that these two ways must be compatible to each other. But we know that brothers and sisters have a tendency to depend on the God's servants to do the work. Even though there may not be persecutions, but God wants everyone to have a part in His holy work. The growth of a church must be the growth of life. How can life flow out from this church? Only life can make life flow out of We know that the church itself has no life to flow out. Only the brothers and sisters that make up the church have this power to make their life go out.
也不仅仅只是牧师同工们去流露生命。
So not only brothers and sisters who, not only the pastors who could do that.
每一位弟兄姊妹，我们都应当把我们从耶稣那里得到的生命流露出去。
But every brothers and sisters should that the life that comes from Jesus Christ flow out from you.
我相信这样这个教会一定增长。
And in this way, the church will grow.
任何的环境情况之下，这个教会都会增长。
In any situation or environment, this church will grow.
愿神祝福这个教会。
May God bless this church.